WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the months after the September 11th terrorist attacks, musicians have responded with numerous benefit concerts. Some are starting to record their reactions to the tragedy. One of them, country singer Alan Jackson, has a hit with his composition, "Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning?" Other reactions are captured on a new anthology assembled by the staff of the Village Voice on a CD called Wish You Were Here, Love Songs for New York. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review. This is Ari Up, former member of the punk band The Slits.
Big up, New York!
Don't say nothing bad about New York.
Oh, no.
Don't say nothing bad about my city.
I love it so.
Don't say nothing bad about New York.
Don't you know?
Don't say nothing bad about my city.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good to me.
Good to me.
It's all I care about.
Ari Up's reworked version of the Cookies' 1963 hit Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby is typical of the extremely varied music on Wish You Were Here, Love Songs for New York. It's full of impassioned, defiant, heartbreaking songs from a wide variety of artists, from aging folky Loudon Wainwright III to this song. It's called I Love New York City by Andrew W.K., a hot new up-and-comer you're going to hear a lot about in the coming months. I don't think you're necessarily going to hear Andrew W.K. on your favorite radio station anytime soon, but another singer and song that's inescapable right now is Alan Jackson's Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, a country hit that has propelled its album to the top of the pop charts.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children? Working on some stage in L.A. Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor? Or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children?
The rebelliousness and anger that characterizes rock and roll is of lesser importance in country music, which prizes home and comfort as its ultimate solace. Which is to say that Where Were You, written by Jackson about the multitude of reactions prompted by the events of September 11th, wouldn't cut it as rock music, in whose context a line like, "Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones?" might come off as mawkish. But when placed in a country music setting, it seems heartfelt, verging on eloquence. Some people think a tune like Where Were You, due in part to the very fact that it's a huge commercial success, exploits September 11th grief, manipulating melodrama. And I have to confess my own reservations about a line like, "I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference between Iraq and Iran." My gut reaction is, well, heck, Alan, turn off the TV and read a history book on that tour bus once in a while, because distinctions like that have now become pretty dang essential. But when I hear Where Were You, it strikes me above all as an honest reaction, a direct communication between singer and audience, something that's rare in any kind of popular music. Everyone has his or her own reaction to September 11th. A wide variety, a tumultuous welter of voices, in fact, deserves to be heard.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. Wish You Were Here, Love Songs for New York, is on Village Voice Records.